Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It says talk radio to thrive by. And I'm joined by my main man, Mr. Benny, who's so busy, he just gave me the salute. Thank you. Because he's busy. At the top of the hour, he's just like making sure all the buttons are pushed right and getting the callers who are already calling in. Why? Sue Storm, the angel lady, is on. But I want to say, Pam, who sent me an instant feedback, I am actually going to answer your question. So don't worry that you sent it in at the beginning of last hour. I'm going to answer your question. You're also welcome to call in as well. Sue Storm, the angel lady, we've got readings. I'm going to be pulling archetype cards. We got it's going on today. Also, if you want to send us an instant feedback, you can go to Dr. Pat Live or Transformation Talk Radio, or you can go to newskyradio.com and we will get instant feedback messages. But the best way for you to get a real live reading with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady extraordinaire, is to call us 1-800-930-2819, toll free. And by the way, that's only the Dr. Pat Show toll-free number, because what you guys are doing is you're using that number during other shows. And so I do pick it up. So if, you know, you kind of get me like at midnight or something here, I don't know where you're getting that number from. I just say hi to you anyway, but I might be a bit groggy. Hey, Michelle, you got something to say before we kick it off with Miss Sue?
I do. I have something I'm really excited about. Byron Katie has her work is called The Work with the Four Questions, and we are so lucky to have Caitlin Frost coming to do a workshop tomorrow and Saturday at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle.
Okay, so tell us what's involved. Is it tomorrow all day or is it night? When is it?
Yeah, it's tomorrow night from 6 to 9:30 in the evening, and then all day on Saturday from 9 to 6, and they include lunch. So, yeah, all you have to do is, if you're interested in attending, it's a small, intimate group where you're going to get a lot of help, and they'll teach you how to, you know, have self-inquiry and have your life be just amazing with the work of Byron Katie, delivered by Caitlin Frost.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, good. and her phone number, if you want to get a hold of Caitlin, is 604-947-9236.
Is that to register?
That's to register, yep.
Okay, what's the cost?
The cost, well, if she told me to tell you guys, she's offering a special Dr. Pat Show discount. So mention, if you're going to attend, that you heard about it on the Dr. Pat Show, and she's going to give a discount. I don't know exactly what that is, but Caitlin will tell you what the price is.
All right, I love it. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle on the spot. Michelle in the field. Michelle is part of the Dr. Pat Show team. She is in the field. She's reporting from everywhere. Sue Storm, the angel lady, is here. We are so happy to have her here because, you know what? We are ready to help and get things moving for all of y'all out there that are looking at your life and you're saying, really? Is that all there is? Success in Action with Angel Lady Sue Storm. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Exciting to be back.
All right. Success in Action. Tell me about this topic. And for those of you out there, if you want to know who your angels are, if you have got a question for them, okay, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And in addition to the angel messages, I am going to pull an archetype card for you. So tell us about Success in Action, and then, Randy, we will get right to you.
All right. Well, success is different to everyone. I mean, success to one person is being happy and love. Success to another is climbing the ladder in a corporation. Success to someone else is, ooh, that sounds terrible. I want to be in business for myself, you know? So success in action is just what angels can help you get to the place where you're happy with what you're doing in your life and how to find your life's purpose to get there, because it's easier, according to the angels, to get where you want when you're doing what you're meant to do down here.
All right. I love that. I think that's great. Let's go to Randy. Randy.
Yes.
I know you.
Hi.
Is it Randy or Brandy?
Randy with an R-A-R.
Okay. Hey, Randy. I know you've been waiting patiently. You, like, dialed in, like, I don't know, like right at the top of the hour.
Yes, I've been anxious to talk with you. I'm getting my hair done right now, which is pretty funny.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I'm at the hair salon, but
okay.
I so wanted to talk with with you.
Okay, great. So how can we help you? Sue Storm, the angel lady, is on. She can tell you who your angels are. And you know what? If your hairdresser's there and they want to know their angels, we can do that too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm kind of private here in a room so I can concentrate.
Oh, this is good.
Two years ago, I almost died. I had my bowel erupted, and they had told my husband I was going to die, and I didn't. So I had some experience with out-of-body experiences and stuff. But what I mainly am calling about is I have a daughter who died 10 years ago, almost today. And I'm wondering if there's anything you can tell me about her. And then I also have...
Hi, Randy. I need her name, because as you're talking, I want to tune in on her. This is Sue Storm. Give me her name, please.
Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica Jane.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else about her, or did you... about how old was she when she passed on?
19.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I just want to know if she's around us, if we can talk with her, or if she can have anything to do with we're having a definite problem with our other daughter, Renee, who won't let us see our grandchildren and a lot of other problems that she is having.
You know what? I'm going to give you a gift certificate so you can call me and we can talk about that, because it feels like there's so many issues going on in your life. You need some angels. You really do.
Yeah. And, so, you know, it's funny. As Sue was talking, I pulled a card for you, and I got exactly what Sue just offered you, consultant expert.
Oh.
There's more information that's needed, and for you to contact someone with expertise in this area. And so there you go. And Sue is going to give you a gift certificate, because it does really, you know, this conversation actually requires a bit more.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me give you my 800 number, and you can call me, and we can set up a time. It's 800-323-1790. Did you get
1790.
1790.
Okay. And we'll make that announcement.
Anything you can tell me about Jessica?
Yeah, I'll talk to you then about Jessica. What she's doing is just smiling. She must have had a good personality, because she's smiling and kind of wiggling a little bit and just saying, hey, I'm okay. So she must have been, I don't know what to say, but just an energetic child.
Mm-hmm.
We miss her so much.
I know.
We'll talk more about it when you call me, okay?
My heart goes out for you, Randy. It really does.
She knows we love her.
Oh, of course she does.
Oh, there's no question about it.
And you asked if she's around you, and I hear yes.
I have a message as well. Do you want to hear what the message is that I picked up?
I'd love to.
Okay. I don't know what this is about, but you must know. So it's the message is to stay optimistic. It says there are your dreams that will come true. So don't quit right before the miracle occurs. I don't know what that's about, but I think you do.
Yep.
You know what that's about then?
Yes, sure do.
Okay. So,
and you need to hear that you will see your grandkids again. Now,
yeah.
This is not the end of that.
Yeah. And I think what you're being told is energetically to stay optimistic.
Okay.
Okay. Can you do that?
You know, what we're going to do
in
our little consultation, what we're going to do is we're going to change the energy.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah, there's an energy around you that just isn't productive and making you optimistic. And we're just going to do our little remedies to change that and bring things in for you. How about that?
That'd be wonderful.
Good. Okay, look forward to talking to you.
Hey, I just got something for you, though. Are you right there, Brandy?
Randy with an R, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Randy, are you right there? I'm sorry.
Hi.
I just got confused really here. My sister says that your daughter's cool. My sister passed away.
I didn't know that, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, I don't know why she's given her a meatball, so that's a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. My sister makes the best meatballs. Why would she be giving her a meatball? Who knows? All right, let's
hey,
go.
Hey, my mother made good meatballs. I would challenge her sister.
Okay. Oh, you know what? You and I are going to have a meatball contest.
You bet.
Okay, then Benny has to pick the right meatball. The one that wins. There you go. Okay, game on, Sue Storm. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got Susan. We've got a bunch of other people. We're taking your call. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady here. And, you know, I'm sorry, Randy. It is Randy. Let's get 1-800-930-2819. Also, you can send us instant feedback questions. I've got Pam in there ready to go. We'll be right back with the show.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
And evermore. Oh. Should I be on X Factor, Benny? Should I be like the X Factor?
Sure. I think you got a chance or a shot or whatever you want to call
have
it.
Have you been watching X Factor?
Nope.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. Welcome back. I have to tell you, I'm so totally impressed with the group on the X Factor that did the Creep song. I got so much grief about that song by Radiohead. And people were saying, Dr. Pat, why do you like that song? It's such like a downer. And someday I'll tell you why I like that song. And maybe Benny can find that clip from X Factor. It's hard to find, like, just the clip of the song. They did a fabulous job. But in the meantime, we're talking angels. Sue Storm, the angel lady, right here. We're taking your calls. We got a ton of people on the phone lines. But let me tell you, for those of you that can't get through on the phone lines, you can send your name. If you've never gotten your angels, you can ask for them on our instant feedback system. Go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. On the right-hand side, it says, ask a question. Ask away. Mr. B, where would you like to go?
Well, let's take Susan. She's waiting patiently.
All right, Susan.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So how can we help you today? You're being called to do something?
I am. I feel a sort of restlessness with what I'm doing currently. And I feel like I felt this way for a while, but it's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten your angels yet?
No.
All right. Let's start there.
Okay.
Sue Storm will just zoom in on that. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay. So Caroline is the angel of positive thinking, and she's one of your guardian angels. Everyone has two guardian angels and one archangel that are with them for their entire life, and Caroline is the angel for you. You also have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A. Are we okay?
She just dropped. That's okay.
Cell phones do that. Just continue on.
Okay.
Bettina is the, I'll keep going, right? Is the angel of creativity. And then the archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And when she was talking before and saying that she was restless, it feels like there's this, I saw a picture of this great big sunshine and this great big beautiful rainbow, and it's like she's being drawn into something new and bright and colorful for her future.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting because when she was talking, there were a couple things that the couple cards I pulled to support this. One of them was the child, the magical attribute of a child. And how that is about seeing the potential for beauty in all things. You know, the child, right? It's really kind of cool. It says that everything is possible. And then I pulled a second card for her because this must be really a cool message. And it says to explore your options. It's time to look at other possibilities, a good time to make a change. And it's so interesting because she's not on the line, so we can't ask her follow-up questions. But I wonder if she dances. I got something around dance or movement. But anyway, that's the way this works. So what do you think? So what do you think?
I got something around art and beauty.
Wow, that's it. See, a couple of those come up. That's great. Susan, I hope you heard that. Now, let's go to the phone. Klaus is joining us from L.A. Hi, Klaus. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome. So let's first of all start with your angels. Have you gotten your angels yet from us?
I have not.
All right, let's do it,
Sue. Okay. Well, wow, you have lots of angels. We'll give you your first three. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. That's the angel of abundance and prosperity. You have Solomon, who's the angel of security, but that can be financial security and emotional security and safety. It feels like you need to be safe. You like to know that whatever, you're not a risk taker. I don't get that you're a risk taker. And Archangel Michael, guidance and protection. So those are the angels around you.
My mom told me about the one of Michael, actually.
You wanted to know more about Michael?
No, actually, my mother told me that I was,
really?
She had seen him before, right?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
That he follows me around.
And Klaus, you have a question then, and let's see how we can get you some help. We have a couple of questions.
Actually, I do have a couple of questions.
Okay.
I'm just wondering how my parents are doing. My dad passed away May of this year, and my mom, August. They died within 2 months
of each other.
Of the
same year? Did you lose them?
The same year, yes.
That close together? Oh, my goodness. I work with names, so I need your father's first name.
My dad's name is Max.
Okay.
And my mom is Liz.
Okay. It's interesting because they're both different kinds of people. I see one doing one thing and one doing another thing. And yet they can come together if they need to. And what are they doing? What are they saying? Are you starting a new endeavor? Are you trying to start something new?
No, not really.
Well, it's, there's something new. There's something new coming along for you, and they want you to follow through on it.
Okay.
Okay. And they're right. Okay. They hear you thinking about them. They're mm-hmm. okay.
And so, what is your other question? I thought you had another question.
I do actually. Okay. I just received. I'm having like some issues with, frankly, the IRS, and I'm wondering how that's going to resolve itself.
Hmm.
But that's why when the first angel I heard was Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask that angel to help you. And also, here's another thing. Ruth, R-U-T-H, is the angel of divine justice, and you may need to call on her.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, great.
And if you have other questions, call me for a consultation. I'll be able to fill you in on other things.
Yeah, and the other thing I want you to know is I pulled the synchronicity card, which says that all of your prayers and your questions are being answered by synchronistic events. But in order for you to notice them, you have to notice them and the increase in their flow. And so here's two things that I want to say to you about this. One is you have to trust your intuition. And the other one is you have to change your energy around the IRS.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody says IRS, right? And, you know, everybody gets...
A lot of people say it that way, Dr. Pat.
I know. So what...
IRS!
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
What I'm trying to get you to, you know, just change your energy a little bit, a shift a little bit. Around
definitely.
It, there are a lot of people out there to help you if you actually get to that point where you need help. And so it's the idea of becoming the seeker, this thirst for wisdom and truth. But what you're going to need to do around it is you're going to have to change your energy to start.
Okay, great.
You can't make that your life.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Klaus.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
You bet. Klaus, calling in from L.A. All right, so... I have a couple.
How can those three initials upset so many people?
You know what?
It's interesting because think about it. I mean, they're three initials, but when people say it, like,
Well, I think that, you know, so much in our pop culture and otherwise, they've done a really good job about instilling fear in us about paying our taxes.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
They're keeping us on the straight and narrow.
I mean, honestly, it works.
Yeah.
It works. But that's not our source. So that's what I was saying to Klaus. Is like the IRS is not our source. Our source is whatever you believe in higher power.
Right.
Right. So angels, you call the angels in. You called your higher spiritual partner in. And, you know, I'm telling you, when you partner with a higher power, it doesn't matter if you are the IRS or not. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was saying about the energy of that, because, you know, it's kind of like getting a diagnosis for a disease, right? You walk into the doctor and the doctor says you got 3 days to live, right? Then you find out that's a mistake. So it's just, you know, it's so many lessons that we learn, right? Sue, well, you do this for a living.
Right.
You know, you're the one that's connecting everybody to their higher power, right?
What I do.
That's it. So here, I've got something from Pam in Maple Valley. Can't seem to get motivated to do things. Imperfectly physically capable. I see things around the house that need to be done. Seems to just start, but not complete tasks.
Okay,
I have a conversation for you. Pam, I wish you would call in.
There's a couple of different things. One, put music on. I heard that music kind of soothes your soul, and that would help you. Also, Jason is the angel of organization, and you just need some organization. And Gordon is the angel of focus and some focus. And make it fun. Like, play with your music, you know, while your music is on, kind of dance around a little bit. Play with what you're doing. If you make it fun, it'll get done.
Well, let's talk about this before we go to break. I want to have a conversation with you about it. And, Pam, I hope you still listen in. If you are, you can call us. First of all, Sue... Here's what I want to say about this. You know, some of us were trained as children, like me. I grew up in an Italian family, right?
Mm-hmm.
We used to clean the corners of the floor with the toothbrush. You see? Okay. So we grew up with this idea that we, quote, have to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an artist friend, and cleaning her house is not, or like doing things is not the number one priority. Pam, the question that I would ask you is this. How important are these things for you to do? I mean, are they at the top of your list? Are you leaking water in your roof if you don't get them done? Are you not going to have people in your house because your house is so dirty? Or are these things simply not important to you? And so here's what I love to say, right, Sue? If they're not important, stop thinking about it, because the thinking is going to make you crazy. If they're not important to do, don't do them. And walk away from it and say, I live my life freely and empowered. Right? You know what I'm saying, Sue? It's like, what's important to you, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady? Doing this show or taking out the garbage right now?
Right, right. Every morning I wake up and I say, now, what's the most important thing for me to do today? And cleaning the house usually isn't in there. and then I just squeeze it in wherever I can, right?
I'm the reverse. I'm the other way around.
Are you, Benny? Are you cleaning the house
Well,
first?
Look at what I'm trying to capture right
kids,
now. I got a couple
though.
Boys, so spend time with them, I need to make sure everything kind of
You
else
do.
Is, just
but
for
you
me.
Know your
that's
priorities,
just me, though.
Though.
Oh, that's just me.
But you know your priorities.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Exactly. What I'm trying to say to Pam is, please stop beating yourself up.
Exactly.
Because if they...
Oh, that's good.
Stop it. Because if these things are not... And you know, yes, you're perfectly physically capable. They're just not a priority for you. And if you're physically capable, what I would love to say for you to do, Pam, unless you don't have water leaking through your roof, or, you know, you're not infested with rats or something, go out there and take your perfectly fit physical body, shake your booty and do something you love.
Mm-hmm.
And stop thinking about all these things that you have to do unless they're a priority. How do you like that, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady?
I want to say hallelujah.
Amen, sister. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Jennifer will get to you. Brenda will get to you. Angela will get to you. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and my main man, Mr. Benny Mathers. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellness1.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellness1.net or call 866-499-7509.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Your skin makes me cry.
Benny found that song for me. Benny, good job.
Thank you.
Now, that's from X Factor last night. I loved the rendition they did of this song. I really do. So for those of you that are going to email me, I just want to cut it off in advance. And you're going to email me and say, Dr. Pat, you know, you're so positive. Why do you like a song named Creep? Here's why. For those of you that haven't heard this, there was a point in my life back in 2008 where things were just coming apart everywhere. None of you really knew that because I carry a radio persona really well. But the deal is this. Some days we look in the mirror and we don't think we're good enough. Some days, just like a lot of you calling in, I had moments where I looked in the mirror and I said, life is just not working for me. All of us at some point reach out for help. I'm not exempt from that. This particular song, if you read the words to it, is a very interesting song. Because what it really calls us to do is take a look at how very special we are. And so, yeah, that's why I like the song. So you all don't have to email me about, you know, asking me why I like that song. I like that song because it reminds me of the contrast of what it means to live life full out. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady here. Before we go, Brenda, Angela, Jennifer, hold on. Sue, please let us know your website and, yeah, how we can find out more about you, how we can get some readings, all of that.
Okay. Well, I heard my angel say today we're going to do a half price. So,
wow.
On our readings and make it like a weekend special. If you call for the weekend, even if you don't schedule for that time, if you call me over the weekend or any time from now until Sunday night, you can, for $50, which is half price, you can get a reading.
Mm.
So, and talk to your angels and get not only their names, but information on you, how to make your life better, how to make more money, how to find the right career, find a job. That's what I'm really good at. And love. I'm good at love, too.
Yes, you are. I know.
So,
you help
Benny. We got to talk to Benny about that one, though.
No, Benny's in love.
I know. I said we got to talk to him.
I know.
He used my remedies.
He did.
To get there.
Yeah. And now look. He's got two boys.
Right. So we have Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. Is the name of my book. Again, Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And my website is www.theangellady.net. And my 800 number for scheduling, for getting books, is 800-323-1790.
I know you got all choked up about... See, she's all choked up about your romance.
Happens.
Your love life.
It happens, I know.
I'm choked up about it.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones, shall
Sounds
we?
Good. Let's bring on, I believe it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi there.
How can we help you today? Have you gotten your angels yet?
No, I would love to know my angels.
Okay. And then you also have a question about your mom, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's first give Jennifer her questions, and then she's got a question about her mom who passed last year.
Sure. I want to go back to the consultation for a minute.
Mm.
If someone wants to talk to someone who's passed on and find out how they are and get some information, I can do that too. So that's part of what the angels do.
Okay, cool.
All right. Eileen is the angel of happiness. That's wonderful. And
good.
Then you have, now this is interesting. Do you have any money in the stock market?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to because you have an angel for that. Can you believe that? His name is...
No, I can't.
I'm right there with you.
He's coming into some money somewhere. His name is Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R. He doesn't come up very often, but he's the angel of stocks of the stock market.
I've never heard you talk about him.
Yeah, neither have we.
That's probably because I'm thinking about going to Wall Street and marching.
Oh, well, maybe that's why.
Well, Trevor's the one that wasn't arrested yet. So
yeah, that's right.
He's still okay.
So, Jennifer, you're going to get some money.
Money's good.
Are you going to bring back any money from Wall Street, Dr. Pat, when you're up there?
Doubt it.
Okay, and Gabriel is the angel of messages and communication.
Yes.
All right, and did you have a question again, or what were you asking?
I just, you know, my mother passed away over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I need a first name, please.
Carol.
Sure. Okay, when you said that, she just smiled. She says she hears you thinking about her,
She knows that you're, I don't know, worried, concerned, I don't know exactly, just she's just kind of putting her hand over her heart. And just that it's all right. It's all right.
Mm. That's good. Does she have any insight into the when she died, she left some property, and there's a dispute over the property. Does she have any insight in that?
You know what I'd like to do? Could you do a session with me, and could we talk about that? Because it's complicated. You know it's complicated,
yes, it is.
And she's got a lot of things to say.
I'm sure she does. Okay, yes.
Okay, great. Give me a call.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, we've got phone lines open. If you want to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. First, we've got Angela that would like to connect. So let me read this. Angela from Michigan. Hi, Angela. How are you? Hi, Dr. Pat and Sue. I could really use some help, and I'm trying to refi my home, but results not very favorable. Not sure what I should do. Do I refi with the mortgage for only a portion of my loan, or do I let the house go? I know you're not financial counselors, but I am asking my God to give me a sign on where to go. Let me tell you what I heard real quick, and then we'll get some angels. I did a show, Angela, on reverse mortgages not too long ago. I don't know if that would apply to you as a temporary solution, but if you can go in the archives and look up Kathy Staub, it actually was a couple weeks ago, they did a whole show on reverse mortgages, and I don't know why that just came up for me. Sue, what about you?
I think you have to be over 65 or something to get a reverse mortgage.
Well, I don't know how old she is. And it's actually 62.
Yeah, it seems to me that's what they do for the elderly.
Okay.
Yeah. But I may be wrong, but that's what
I think.
No,
that's absolutely right.
Oh, it is. Okay, good. All right. So should we give her some angels?
Yeah.
What I got was no, don't sell the house.
Yeah, I got that too.
Yeah, okay, on that one. But let's give her some angels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... This is funny because Darren, D-A-R-R-I-N, is the angel of housing, and he came up.
Wow.
Now, that's another one we haven't talked about.
I know. And
also Katrina, the angel of prosperity, so that's going to be good for helping her resolve everything. And Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay.
And again, if you want to call me for more information and insight, take advantage of the weekend special.
Okay. And I want to give you your archetype because it's kind of interesting. A couple of cards came out for you. One is the archetype of Midas, the miser. But here's what Midas is all about. You ready? It is entrepreneurial or creative ability to turn anything to gold. Okay? So that's really the energy that you want around your home. You need to create the shift. So the sign that you're asking for is within you. It is to delight in sharing life's riches, and homes sometimes are that. The other card is make a decision. If you're feeling stuck or indecisive, listen to your intuition and make a decision. You see what I'm saying, Angela? You know in your gut what it is that you want to do. So anything that you touch can turn to gold, but you have to make a decision. Okay? And whatever that decision is, it's going to allow you to break free. Okay, cool. I got another one, Brenda in New York, Sue. So Brenda, hi Brenda, thanks for listening. Thanks to all of you for listening. Hello, Dr. Pat and Sue. I was wondering who my three angels are. So let's start there and then we'll get your question.
Sure.
So this is Brenda,
right away,
New York.
Right in front is Raphael, the angel of healing and compassion and brotherhood. So he comes up very strong. And then Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources, prosperity, wealth, and joy. And Rachel, angel of inspiration. So we have inspiration, resources, and healing and compassion.
Okay, so here's the question. Here we go. I was wondering who my three angels are, and so I can seek their help. Okay, here's the help. I have been going through a lot in my life in the last few years, financial debts in the family, family issues, and job. Do you see any change for me? I feel like I'm stuck. Thank you.
Well, definitely see change, and the two best remedies for that from the Angel First Aid book is to draw dollar signs in the air. Oh, that works. And then the affirmation, and anyone listening can do this, I am a mighty money magnet. She needs to bring mightiness to herself, and it's going to get better.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? What I did is I pulled the priest card. Priest is an archetype. But here's what it means. You know, the priest facilitates spiritual commitments. It serves as a channel for spiritual energy. And I don't know, Sue, I think it's what you're saying. It's time for Brenda to start to really pull that spiritual energy forth.
To feel her might.
Exactly.
She has it.
Exactly. And the other card I pulled is self-reliance. You have everything you need to create this shift. So when we're stuck and you cannot solve some of these problems at the human level, okay, Brenda? So what it's saying to you is you have to go to a higher source to do that. And the third thing that came up is rest. You've been working really hard. And, you know, Sue, this is kind of cool because this is what you do with the angels. You know, Brenda can ask the angels for help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could turn the problem over to the angels, right?
Sure. Anytime.
Okay, tell us how to do that.
Okay. Well, just ask your angels, just like if they are a friend and you were calling them and asking them for something. And if you want to talk to your angels before you go to bed at night, they can work on whatever you need, whatever you want to manifest. This is all about making your life better, making your life easier. That's why I want to give out the consultations, because it just feels like everybody's ready to jumpstart. I don't know why, but that's the feeling I was getting today, Dr. Pat. It's time for us to jumpstart our economy,
jumpstart our life. I feel that way about me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, too. We're ready to go.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. Brittany is calling in from Wisconsin. We'll get to you, Brittany. Rebecca from Memphis, we'll get to you. And please just don't go anywhere. Hang on. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go right to the phones. Why? Because Sue Storm, the angel lady, is here.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-8255. 2011.
Can we hear the end of this?
I'm just a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. But we belong here.
I love the end of that. She changed up the words. That's what I'm talking about. We all belong here. We do. And we belong here at our finest. The best of the best. Thank you, Mr. Benny. Good job. Sue Storm, the angel lady in the house. Let us go to the phones.
Brittany from Hammond, Wisconsin is joining us.
Brittany.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
How can we help you today? Have you gotten your angels yet from Sue?
No, ma'am.
Would you love them?
Love them.
Okay, we got some loving angels here. Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, is the angel of spirituality and enlightenment and prosperity. And that's Dr. Pat's archangel. And that's the money archangel, so that's very good. And Raymond, now this is interesting. Raymond's the angel of technology, and I'm not sure how that fits in, frankly, but there he is. And Loretta is the angel of new enterprise. What are they up to? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Hey, Brittany, are you an artist?
No.
What are you doing around art? Anything?
Around art?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh. Hmm.
What about technology?
If I use my phone and computer, I'm not very technological.
Yeah. Hallelujah for that.
Well, you know what Raymond is saying to me, saying you're not, and that's why you need him.
So you have a question. You have a question, Brittany. What's the question? I know you have a question.
My question is, I don't know when it starts, maybe within the year. I see my birthday, which is 4/17, and my son's birthday, I have two kids, my son's birthday is 5/23. I see those repetitive numbers all the time. And someone said, well, clearly someone's trying to send you a message. And I'm like, okay. But I don't know what it is, but I see them everywhere, on TV, outside, on license plates, on, like, mile marker or, like, highway signs. I mean, everywhere. And I pointed it out to my grandma and my boyfriend because I told them before I see it. And I'm, well, there it is.
Okay. Number one, I'm not a numerologist, so that's going to, you know, that's not really what I do best. But it just feels that there's signals, like when you see your birthday, it's just like an angel sort of tapping you on the shoulder and smiling. It's a kind of a way of signaling you that they're there. And when you see and somebody from your family, it's a little signal to you that they're there, that you're okay and that they're with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brittany, I would send you to Glynis McCants. I had her on the show the other day. She's a phenomenal.
Oh, I subscribe to her newsletter.
Right. So you get the whole numeral. She did my numbers the other day on air. An expose for me. But I'm sorry. I'm going to be like a little pest with you for a minute. Who is the artist? Is your son the artist?
Oh, my God. It's my daughter. My daughter is so artistic.
Okay.
She's amazing. She's 8. And she draws, she writes stories. I let her do a canvas art class because she wanted to do it. And
right.
I just,
okay.
She's great.
Okay. So what's the relationship between your daughter and your son?
My daughter's 8.
Yes.
And my son is 10. He has Asperger's. So they're very, very different people.
Okay. All right. Here it is. I got it. They're both artists.
Of different sorts.
Of different sorts. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just curious about why you get your son's birth numbers and not your daughter's birth numbers, right?
Yeah.
Right? You see what I'm saying, Brittany?
Absolutely.
Okay. So so look at here. So you're being helped. This is what I pulled for you. You're being helped. Heaven is working behind the scenes to help you, even if you don't see the results yet. So what are you doing with your son?
He does therapeutic, excuse me, therapeutic horse riding with a naturopath?
Yes, right. 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 Okay. So you can get some help from Sue, but here's the deal. There's a relationship between the art that your daughter does and the horseback riding that your son is doing. And honestly, uh-huh. they're both spiritual practices, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
Yes, I believe that they both, yes.
And Brittany, I'd like to do a session with you if you're open for that.
Because,
I would love to.
I'm very good with Asperger's, and I'm very good with helping with children.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I think I've got things to tell you. I know I've got things to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay?
And there, and there's another part of that, Sue, when you zoomed in on technology.
Okay.
Remember when you talked about technology? It's about your son.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is or how it's going to manifest.
Okay.
And you got a gift. Sue, what's the number that Brittany can call?
Sure. My 800 number to set up a consultation with me or get copies of the books is 800-323-1790.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah. Cool.
323-1790.
Call after the show.
You
can call after the show. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Right. Thanks. Let's go to Rebecca from Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Hi. Actually, I'm calling. I've been a stay-at-home mom for about 13 years now with my kiddos, and financially things have been pretty tough for my husband and I and for the last several years, and I'm looking toward not really wanting to, going back into the work field in some way, but my heart is with my family and with my children, and I've just felt a pulling to listen to maybe what direction I need to go, and I'm just not clear about what I need to do. I know where my heart is, but financially it's a different, you know, it's a different
How
thing.
Old are your children?
They are 13 and 10.
Okay, because when they're in school, could you do something? And could you do something around the school, like work as an aide in the school or something like that? Because it feels like there are things that you can do to make money while they're not not home and still be a stay-at-home mom, just to have different those kind of hours.
Right. That's definitely a possibility.
That's where I would look. I would look at finding hours that, you know, like say 9 to 2 or something that are okay when your kids are away.
Right. Definitely. I just don't, you know exactly what direction I should be heading in. I feel a pull to listen to something, but you know, it's just a matter of, you know, which way that
but
I want to go.
What do you like
toward.
To do?
What are you being pulled to do? And we'll give you some angels, too. What are you being pulled to do?
Well, you know, I have a creative side to myself that...
Are you a poet?
Yes, some. I actually did.
You're a poet, aren't you?
Yeah. I've written some poetry. There's definitely the artistic side of myself that I guess I'm drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, singing, poetry, all that.
Exactly. I pulled 3 cards for you, and the poet was with the archetype. You're really to really call on your artistic ability. You're going to get some answers. And so part of this is also to accept heaven's help. And you pray a lot for help, don't you? Do you pray a lot, Rebecca?
Do.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you're going to get the help. It's on the way. But part of this is being able to laugh your way through it. Sue, why don't we give Rebecca some of her angels?
Sure. Well, you have Marilyn, who's the angel of leisure, which is interesting. That's an angel for fun and relaxation. And then you have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking. Your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And it just feels like your life is just beginning. I feel a lift for you. So don't look at this as I have to. Look at it as I want to, and let's get you moving. If you want to call me and take advantage of that special, let's get you moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and part of what's happening here, Rebecca, for you is you're really not to give up your art. I mean, you may have to do something part-time, but, you know, the thing that that Sue was talking about and that I pick up is you really are a poet, and there's something about your poetry that people need. So, you know, please call Sue and get some help. Rebecca, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're a great poet. All right, cool. Thank you, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Thank you, Benny. Thanks to all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. Hey, we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. And don't forget tomorrow, Cosmic Connections and Maureen St. Germain. We'll see you then. And I can be saved. Tides that I tried to